Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here! Beautiful goal! Walcott! What a goal! It's been flicked in by Alexis Sanchez. A quality goal from the Gunners.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Arsenal Weekly Podcast for the week of Monday, the 28th of November. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up over the course of the next few minutes, Hector Bellerin talks about signing that new contract with the Gunners and what good news that is. French football expert and top journalist Julien Laurent is our Arsenal insider. And as ever, Adrian Clarke is back with another dose of the chalkboard. But let's kick off as ever with the weekend review. Now, with Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester City all winning back on Saturday, Arsenal had to keep up with the league leaders when they faced Bournemouth, and Alexis gave them the perfect start.
Corner of the six-yard box, and Theo's nearly got on that. Really, really difficult pass, but nearly came off. Here we go.
That's short, and Alexis could be in here. It's Alexis! Kamikaze defending from Bournemouth. And Alexis takes full advantage for his seventh league goal of the campaign. It is Arsenal 1, Bournemouth 0.
After Callum Wilson had levelled things from the penalty spot, Arsenal burst out of the gates in the second half and Theo Walcott restored the Gunners' lead.
Back towards Ozil. He gets in on his left side. Can he get the cross in here? A twist and a turn. Gets a little bit of space, then whips it in and it's nodded out. It might fall for Monreal. Back across the face of goal and nodded in! Theo Walcott in the right place at the right time. Arsenal are back in front here. Bournemouth pulled apart. And Theo Walcott, new dad, of course, puts Arsenal back in front.
All of that topped off a perfect week for Theo, who celebrated the birth of his second child with that goal. And it was left to Alexis to round off a pretty good day at the office.
Benicophobic, looking to use his strength and does well initially, then plays it to the left. I'm looking to come forward, but Arsenal win it back, and there's a bit of space now for Giroud. He's got Alexis to the left-hand side. He's got Ozil to the right. Here is Mesut Ozil. Ozil still coming forward. This is Giroud to the byline, looks to pull it back.
Oh,
Alexis! Brilliant football. Arsenal have got a third. Alexis at the double. Giroud and Ozil involved as well, and the Gunners have got the 3 points now for sure.
Do you know what, Dan? He may well go over and lay on Giroud and cuddle him and thank him. That was a great assist, but it was the decision by Mesut Ozil. Anyone else would have looked across that to the far post, to the, you know, to the man that was in the more likely position. But you see Mesut Ozil pick the ball up out on this right-hand side. He's got a decision to make. It's a great run from Giroud. Look at that, and the pass back perfect, the timing of the run, that's all about decisions. All of them were correct.
Well, I caught up with the boss in the tunnel post-match, who began by rounding up his view of the day's events.
Started the game well, and after when you got the penalty, I think we became a bit nervous and dropped the level of our game. In the second half, we came back. We're starting to create many dangerous situations. It took us a while to score. And Bournemouth remained dangerous. They are a good side. They played very well as well. And that's why I think we are happy. We played away at Manchester, you know, after the international break. We had the big Champions League game against Paris Saint-Germain. Just to win today was for us vital, because it was after Champions League, and as well because we didn't win for a few games and had a few draws. And that's a bit frustrating. It played on the mind of the players.
Arsene, does the energy of Alexis Sanchez even sometimes still surprise you, just how full of running he was today after everything he's done?
Of course, because I thought he's is finished physically at some stage, but he always finds the resources, you know, to physical resources with his desire. I think it's his huge desire. You know, he said many times, I play football and that will be finished, so as long as I can, I give absolutely everything. And I think it's the right philosophy.
Arsene Wenger mentioning another key and energetic contribution from Alexis there, who gave a very rare English interview alongside fellow goal scorer Theo Walcott.
So happy for two goals, but the team is mentality strong. So congratulations for one more baby, my friend. Now, his mentality is the Premier League, it's very difficult. He continues the same. It's more difficult for me, for the team. He's the number one is Chelsea, City, this is the Premier League I like.
Yeah, on a personal note, obviously me and Mel had a baby on Friday, a little baby Arlo. So it was, you know, she did fantastically well. It's been a long journey. So yeah, it's just nice to be back, and you know, it's happened now, and I can just concentrate on the football. And it was a good team performance today. You know, Bournemouth are a very solid team. They've played very good football, and we did find it difficult at times. But you know, there was we started to click again. Even if it was in patchy stages, it started to happen again. You know, I'm probably the happiest person in the world, and obviously now the team winning as well, back to winning ways. That's you know, I can't. It's a perfect weekend. Yeah.
Arsenal now head into the quarterfinals of the EFL Cup against Southampton on Wednesday, full of confidence, hoping to round off November with a bang. Well, as we well know, Hector Bellerin has ended all the speculation about his future by putting pen to paper on a new deal with the Gunners. The brilliant young Spanish right-back has spoken to Arsenal.com just after signing.
Hector, congratulations. How does it feel to extend your contract here?
Well, I'm really, really happy. You know, this club is my home right now for me. I've been here for more than 5 years now. So, you know, I was really, really excited when the club decided that they wanted to extend my contract. You know, I wasn't thinking about anything else than, you know, just stay here and continue my development over here. This is where I'm happy. And, you know, as I say, I'm just very grateful and pleased to have signed it.
The boss says you're growing with every game. He says you carry the values of the club. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Arsenal is not only about being a football player. You know, you have to have some principles. You have to be a good person to say in a way to play here, and that's what everyone transmits inside the club. And you know, you represent more than just a football club. You know, so I think I'm very grateful that he says that. You know, because I'm a player that I think I try to be that example as well for everyone, not just on the pitch but outside the pitch as well.
And on the pitch, you came in as a very attack-minded player. You've become very defensively efficient as well. How have you changed? What have you improved?
Well, since the moment I got here and the coaching staff decided me to play as a right-back, I think it's been learning every day with every single training session, every single video that I've been analysing, every single game. Everything is always towards, you know, learning my new role when I first came here. And learning to grow as a defender, and I'm very happy that, you know, and I can consider myself one, and you know, I've developed in the player that I am today.
And things have happened so quickly for you over the past year or so. How have things changed for you off the pitch? How have you had to change your life?
Well, I mean, I think everyone knows, you know, that the moment that you get out there and people start to get to know you, it gets everything a bit different. But I just try to keep it as normal as it's possible. You know, I'm a normal person. I like to be with my family, with my friends. So nothing about that has changed. And you know, I just, what has changed is that I have to be more professional and I have to take care of myself. And you know, the things that when you're young, probably you don't realise and you know how important they are now. So yeah, but I'm just trying to be as normal as I can be.
It's a big day, it's a new start in many ways. What's next for Hector Bellerin?
Well, I mean, just keep progressing, keep learning, keep working hard to, you know, be the best player as I can be, and hopefully, you know, help the team to be where it's got to be and to win some silverware, and that's what everyone wants, you know, so that's what I'm working for.
And it's Adams, put through by Bold. Would you believe it?
Or Charlie George, who can hit him. Oh, a great goal!
It's up for grabs now! Thomas! Right at the end!
Back on the 2nd of December 2006, Arsenal beat Tottenham 3-0 at Emirates Stadium. Emmanuel Adebayor put the Gunners 1-up before Gilberto Silva put the game beyond doubt, converting two penalties.
The Arsenal captain here beats Robinson. Arsenal 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0. The captain strokes it. Arsenal 3, Tottenham Hotspur 0 with 18 minutes to go.
On Thierry's absence, you know, I'm trying to do what he was going to do, you know, as a captain. I'm trying to do the best as I can, you know, to help the team and talk with the players. You know, I think this is the important thing.
We'll have another history lesson for you next week, but now it's time to speak to our Arsenal insider.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, Arsenal insider this week is none other than the top football writer and leading French journalist, Julien Laurent, who joins us on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast. Julien, great to have you on board. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, mate. Thank you for having me.
Much to discuss regarding quite a few French angles with the club at the moment. But before we do, we've just been talking in our history lesson about a great 3-0 North London derby victory from a few years ago. Just tell me about your favourite or your best recollections of Arsenal beating Spurs over the years.
There's a few, and obviously the goal by Thierry, I think was very special. I was lucky to be at Waha Lane for the 5-4 win in 2005, maybe, if yeah. I can remember, when Robert Pires scored, I think, the fifth one. And he was being very good friends with Robert has a lot of advantages, but one of them is the fact that he never lost against Spurs. And I knew in that era, when there was the North London derby and Robert was playing, I knew before that Arsenal wouldn't lose. And it gives, you know, if you want Arsenal to win, it gives you a special feeling because Robert was an incredible player for the club. But the fact that he never lost against Spurs makes it even more incredible.
And you know what, Julien, just while we're on it, you think of the affinity over the years with France and Arsenal. Obviously, Arsene Wenger has a huge amount to do with it in the last 20 years. But Pires, Henri, just a couple of those wonderful names. Petit, you think back, it's been brilliant.
Yeah, and for Arsene's 20th anniversary of being at the club, I looked at how many French players had played under him or, you know, played the squad even if they didn't play much. And it was 29. And 29 in 20 years, it's a lot of French people at the club. You know, like some people won't remember, like Willy Grondin, for example, or Guillaume Varmus. Then to the one that you mentioned, Patrick and Thierry and Robert and all of them who, you know, greatest of the clubs. But yeah, it's incredible. And we've always said in France that Arsenal was the 21st Ligue 1 club because there were so many French players here. It felt like a French club.
Let's take a quick think back to the weekend and obviously an important 3-1 victory against Bournemouth in the end. What did you make of what hopefully that will do for Arsenal, just in terms of momentum, to have got 3 points on the board back in the Premier League after those draws?
I thought it was huge. It was a huge game, more than I think people gave importance to it, because I don't think that recently Arsenal played as well as they had before and as well as they should have had. And maybe that's why, you know, there was the draws against PSG. I thought they were a bit lucky. Before that, United, again, I thought they were a bit fortunate to get a point. And they had to win. Whatever the way, whatever the performance, whatever the content of the game, the display, they had to get 3 points. And I think they did that. And again, I think last year or 2 years ago, I think they would have lost Old Trafford. They probably would have lost against PSG at home and maybe not have won yesterday against Bournemouth. And this season, the maturity and I think the strength and character of this squad, because yesterday it was more about the squad than the team with all the changes that Arsene made. But I think you can see that, and I think that's very important. They might not win the league, they might win it, but I think that force of character, that strength, they didn't have that in the previous year. And that's again what you saw yesterday, because they didn't play well and Alexis carried the team, but they had to dig really, really deep, I thought, to win it. And it was huge, huge win, I think, in the season in terms, like you said, in momentum, the dynamic, and, you know, considering as well the other results of the weekend.
Three French players I'd like to quickly pick out, if we can, in a kind of quick-fire way, Julien. Olivier Giroud, off the bench, another important role, setting up the third goal. And with the EFL Cup against Southampton to come, the quarter-final in midweek, I'd have thought Olivier hopefully with another start, to continue what's been a very good run for him?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I think he's, you know, at times, obviously, he's been a bit disappointed to be on the bench because, you know, when you're a professional player, you want to play every game, you want to start every game. But I think, you know, what you have to give him credit for is that even as a sub, he never stirred. He was always ready, like you said, to come on and make a difference and bring something different to the team. And that's exactly what he did against Sunderland, for example, against United, obviously, and again yesterday. And, you know, it's easy for someone who, like him who will be a sub to say, like, well, you know, I didn't start. I'm not really that bothered. I can come in, but, you know, I'm not that bothered. But he shows how much, you know, he loves this club. He loves the team by still giving it 100-200%, coming on as a sub to make a difference. And I don't know, it seems like he maybe got a little injury at the end of the match. I hope he's not too serious because he's on a roll now. And, you know, he scored against PSG as well on a penalty.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It would be a shame if he, you know, if he suffered a little injury that would stop him now, just before Christmas and before the run into Christmas. And I think that would be a big loss for the club. So let's hope he's okay and he can play, like you said, in midweek.
You mentioned injuries for a second. I just think we should note such a disappointment for a man who's, you know, not been really in the fold much, was loaned away to Bordeaux, back playing for the first time in a year in Mathieu Debuchy. Real, real sad news.
You have to feel so sad for him. He's such a lovely guy as well. And since joining the club, he's been so unlucky with injuries. With injuries to start, you know, to start with, there was that the shoulder one, then there was the leg one, and then obviously Hector Bellerin has been outstanding, so he took his place. So suddenly went from being number one and number one for France to injured, and then number two for Arsenal, and dropped from France as well because he was not playing enough for Arsenal. And you felt, okay, you know, don't give up, just stick with it, and you'll have another chance. And I think he thought he would have another chance when Hector got injured, and I think a lot of people thought the same. And then Carl Jenkinson come out of nowhere, so then he was playing, and you thought, okay, Paul Debuchy. But again, you know, he never gave up, got his chance on yesterday, on Sunday, and after 15 minutes, to get another injury. It's just heartbreaking, I think, and you have to really feel for him because it's at his age as well, and after what he's been through in the last two seasons, it must be really, really hard to, you know, to cope with it.
Much more positive is obviously another commanding display from the man who is the captain at the moment. Not the club captain, that's obviously Per Mertesacker, but I thought Laurent Koscielny, again, a very solid and very strong leadership role yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was outstanding. And I think he's... I'm completely biased. I have to tell people, I'm like, you can't get me objective on him because I just think he's one of the best defenders in the world, full stop. You know, with Sergio Ramos and Piqué and Hummels probably and Thiago Silva and Laurent Koscielny. For me, you know, you mentioned his name with those other names. There's no doubt. And the thing that amazed me the most is that he should have never been a captain. He wasn't for a long time a captain material guy. You know, he doesn't talk much. He's quiet. He likes to be in the shadow and not being in the limelight. But I think when Arsène said to him, listen, you know, you're our leader. You're the boss at the back. You're so important to this team. You need to have to wear the armband. And I think he realized, okay, this is not me. This is not my temper. This is not my character. But I can do this. I can show that I can lead by example and be maybe a different captain of, I don't know, let's say Diego Simeone. You know, someone who shouts a lot and talks a lot and is a big presence. And he's a big presence, but in an another way, and I think he realised that. And again, I think he deserves credit for the way he became that captain. He became that leader with the armband as well, and not just the leader on the pitch like he was before. And he's very respected. I really hope, and I do believe, the club is going to give him a new contract, going to extend his contract, because I think he's been the best player at the club for the last 3 years.
And if we can finish just back to Paris Saint-Germain and the match, obviously, from the Champions League last midweek. Julian, what's your reaction or your gut reaction as to whether Arsenal could yet nick top spot in the group? It doesn't look good. And if they don't, again, their chances of trying to make it through such a tough competition from being a runner-up.
Yeah, but you never know what can happen. Ludo Goretz could go to Paris and get a draw on a night where the keeper is outstanding and the defence is outstanding and they can nick a goal on the counter and maybe PSG would be a bit complacent and think that it's all done and they're top spot. And so you never know what can happen. We saw Real Madrid going away at Liga also and almost lost. So everything can happen. So I think it looks like the Arsenal game away at Basel is far more difficult than the PSG one at home to Ludo Goretz. But again, like I said, anything can happen. And then if he ends up like PSG being top and Arsenal second, again, the draw can bring you... You don't know what the draw can bring you. You can get a Real Madrid or a Borussia Dortmund, for example, or Atletico Madrid or Bayern Munich. That the second will finish in that group. But you can also get the second from the Benfica Besiktas group, which, for Arsenal would be a very good draw. You can also get a team like Monaco, who surely... they finished top of their group and surely Arsenal will fancy their revenge against them after what happened 2 seasons ago. So it's hard to tell. Obviously, it would be better to finish top just for having the second leg at home in the last 16. But if you finish second, just wait for the draw and then you'll have a better assessment of your chances. But I just thought Arsenal had it under control, especially when they were 2-1 at home against PSG. And again, they let that game slip away from them. And it's something they have to sort out for the rest of the season.
Julian, it's been brilliant to have you on the Arsenal Weekly podcast and thanks for your thoughts on so many different topics. I loved it.
Anytime, brilliant, mate. Thank you very much for having me.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
I'm delighted to say that joining me as ever at the Chalkboard is Adrian Clark. Clark, you're looking sharp today. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. You're looking sharp. You're certainly looking a bit like Action Man this morning. You're coming for the Action Man crew cut.
Well, Arsenal won yesterday. He's there enjoying it. Thought I'd come and look nice and sharp.
Yeah. Looking good.
Much to discuss. We'll start, though, with our question on the chalkboard. Yeah. Obviously, Arsenal in the EFL Cup, quarterfinal action in midweek. Should they go hell for leather if they make it through one more stage? Not say drop, but rotate back in all the big stars and go for the one cup, of course, that Wenger hasn't won.
I would, but Arsene Wenger won't. I know that he won't because he never has done it. I don't even think the fact that he hasn't won the League Cup will come into his thinking. He's very, very loyal, isn't he? We've seen that with his treatment of David Ospina in the Champions League. He will continue with the same players, I would imagine, anyway. He did once get to the final, I remember, at the Millennium Stadium, and he didn't play the full-strength side. Personally, if I was in his shoes, I'd be looking to do that. I would probably go all out for the victory just to claim that trophy. Because when you get to the semi-final... Well, it's there for you, isn't it? It's there for the taking there. But the caveat to that is that there isn't a great deal to choose between the backups and the first 11 at the moment. And that hasn't always been the case here at Emirates Stadium. It's not as if the players that he's going to play against Southampton or in the semi-final are a bunch of 17, 18-year-olds. They'll be very experienced. So it's a fine line, but I would go full strength.
We shall wait and see. Southampton with plenty to play for on their minds as well. OK, let's move on to the weekend then, the Premier League. West Ham next up, a team who I think everyone is shocked, I think is probably the word, by how poorly they've done this season.
Yes, but I don't think we should underestimate them. I think they're a danger to any team in the country, really. They have had a poor start. Goalkeeping situation hasn't been ideal. Adrian has certainly not hit the heights of the previous season. I didn't think Slaven Bilic was really on his game, if you can say that about a manager. I just felt that tactically he's got a sharp mind and he proved that last year, but we didn't see that in the early weeks. But what he's done, a little bit like Chelsea, has changed the three at the back and they have improved steadily since then. Good draw. I haven't seen that game yet because we were working here at Emirates Stadium yesterday, But it's a good result at Old Trafford. So they'll go into that game feeling they can turn Arsenal over. I don't think it's going to be an easy one.
For me, I'm going to give you my one to watch controversy, mix it up a bit. I think Aaron Creswell is absolutely crucial to them. He was so unlucky to get sent off at Palace in the game I covered. But when they go through it at the back, his natural ability as a left wing back is what makes that formation work, I think.
Yeah, he's tailor made for the wing back system. I think he's a great attacking left back, full stop. Deserved his England call up. He's got to be pushing, I guess, the likes of Danny Rose for starting the England squad. Although Danny Rose is having a good season himself. But yeah, Aaron Creswell is a class act, and his battle actually with Theo Walcott will definitely be one of the ones to watch, no doubt about that. Obviously, Theo scored in the game against Bournemouth. He wasn't at his very best, but I saw a nice positive attitude. Every time he got the ball, he tried to drive at the opposition. And but Creswell will push him back. And whoever plays at right back, we don't yet know who that will be, will have their hands full with Creswell's overlap. So at West Ham, you can be sure of this, will target Creswell when they have the ball all the time. Creswell, Payet and Noble. That is the triangle, the golden triangle for West Ham United, if you like. Those three run that team when they're on the ball.
You'd think it will be Jenkinson at right back with the other injuries, unless, of course, they do stick with Gabriel there after he came on. But if it were Carl, old club, of course.
Yeah, he'd relish the challenge. I know that he enjoyed
well
his,
there.
I know that he enjoyed his time there, and I don't think he'd be worried by that at all. Gabriel came in and did okay, actually. I thought he defended well. It's just he's not as comfortable as Carl going forward. So the manager's got something to think about. What a shame for Debuchy. Felt so gutted for him because he'd started that match against Bournemouth really well. I thought he was looking sharp. So, yeah, commiserations to him, but it opens the door for Carl or Gabriel. But this won't be an easy game for anyone down Arsenal's right.
In terms of what West Ham can do to hurt Arsenal, we've talked about four or five of their key players. Yeah. What do you think they will do to really try and break the Gunners open?
Well, they are... If you look at the goals that they score, so many of them are Payet crosses to Mikel Antonio, whether it's directly across to a head to score or across to Antonio's head for a knockdown and a second ball inside the box for West Ham to score. That is the chief threat they have at the moment. They don't have, with no Andy Carroll fit, have a lot up their sleeve. Zaza, I'm not really having him.
No.
He's not hit the ground running at all. So
he's very demonstrative. I like that.
Yeah, he is. He looks the part until he gets the ball, Zaza, and then it all goes pear-shaped. But no, I think the balls into the box from Payet to Antonio, whether in open play or set pieces, are a concern. Arsenal have yet to concede a header, actually, in the Premier League this season, which is quite an unusual stat. They have to defend well in this game to continue that because Antonio is decent in the air.
So have we already touched on your key battleground or have you saved it?
Well, I've saved it. I think you, if you're in West Ham's shoes, the one player you're worried about is Alexis at the moment. He's playing so well. Well, he did at the weekend. It's a return to form. He's having such a blinding season, isn't he? It is important with a back three that Alexis moves them around. And I think Coyote, who's playing excellently for West Ham United at the moment in defence, I have a feeling he might follow Alexis around a little bit. Not man-mark him, but I think when he makes them runs down the sides, it'll be a good battle between two in-form players. So I'm looking forward to seeing Alexis come up against Coyote. And when that happens, Arsenal need to get runners in the box because when he peels left Alexis or right, they need to fill that box and challenge the three centre-halves. We didn't do it against Spurs when they played that formation. We've got to do it better this time.
And in a sentence, how do you beat West Ham?
How do you beat West Ham? It's a good question. I think
it's going to be a long sentence.
No, I think it is all about that, actually. I think it is all about stretching the back three. Play down the middle. They will eat it up all day long, West Ham United. It's about getting Alexis and Ozil down the sides and then filling the box with bodies. Because when you fizz balls into the box against the Hammers, I don't fancy their centre-halves that much. So pull them wide and then whip them across the face of goal, and I think we can score goals in this game.
Clarkey, brilliant stuff. I think, bizarrely, Tony Pulis is coming into the studio. Oh, hang on. No, it's the Arsenal Weekly Podcast producer, Liam Roberts, wearing the club shop. He wears the club shop. He wears the club shop. Oh, Liam Roberts, he wears the club shop.
I wish we'd got rid of chants forever. I wish we hadn't done that chant off now because I've created two monsters.
Can we vote on this one, see if I can win this one?
Yeah, it's still out of tune, though, lads. Still out of tune. So last week we asked Mesut Ozil, passing accuracy, wasn't as high as we all thought. Adrian, you said...
Yeah, I went high. I went 87, I think.
And Russ?
I said 83.
It was only 80. Yeah. It was 80%.
Damn, Ozil and him trying fancy passes and them not coming off.
So, no hold of serve for Adrian.
No, disappointing.
Mini point, break.
Point for Oof. Russell Hargreaves. He Boom. Takes the lead, 11-10.
It's my first point in at least 3 weeks. Mm. Not four, but I needed yeah, that.
So, he stopped the slide. You've stopped the slide. Stop
the
so,
rot. Stop the rot.
So, we're going
stop,
from...
Stop chanting.
Yeah, just stop chanting. Good call.
I just chanted in the yeah. streets now randomly. Oh, I've got to stop.
So we're going to go to the other end of the pitch this week. So we've gone from Ozil, we're going to go to Petr Cech. So at the London Stadium, is he going to be working hard? I want to know how many saves he's going to make.
And it's me first, isn't
and
it?
It is Russell Hargreaves
my serve. Okay. I'm going to say 8.
Oh.
I think he's going to. I think Arsenal will win the game. But I think it'll be a tough battle with a lot of rear guard
well,
action.
Well, you're expecting an onslaught then from West Ham United. I think that's big. I'm going to play this fair and square. I'd say that Arsenal only really, are probably on average, concede 4 or 5 shots on target a game. So I'll go with that. I'll go with 5.
5 and 8, and there's a bit of middle ground there as well. So that's good. I'll
exactly.
have to work that out.
Leave the door open.
Good luck, lads. Next week.
Yeah, bring it on.
Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. And if Clarkie, of course, you're back in the hot seat for the match day show for the West Ham game from 5 o'clock on Arsenal.com.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's going to be an absolute cracker.
Well, that's just about full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Hector Bellerin, to Julien Laurent, and of course to Adrian Clark for their contributions today. Remember, you can subscribe on iTunes, clearly leaving us a 5-star review in the process. You can find us on Acast these days as well, so you've got no excuse to miss another episode. We're back on Monday, the 5th of December, and until then, it's bye for now, and come on, you Gunners.
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.